I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
On my caravan holiday, I met the elderly twins, Martha and Carol Enderby, both living at Enderby, at the Tower House. Neither has spoken to the other for 30 years. Martha, the crippled one, gets around in a power-driven invalid's chair. There's a mystery about the Tower House which definitely attracts me. Further, I find my caravan has become the receptacle for almost £12,000 worth of diamond jewellery. Barbara and I examine the archives of Enderby Village and find that 30 years ago, the district received the attentions of a jewel thief, and none of the jewels had ever been recovered.
What on earth makes you think your diamonds at the caravan have anything to do with those old robberies?
Just a hunch. This 30 years seems to crop up all over the place. The sisters haven't spoken for 30 years. Martha was crippled 30 years ago. The robberies took place 30 years ago, according to these papers. Too many 30s for my liking. I'm not a numerologist, but there is a connection, I'm sure. All right, let's go. There's nothing more in the library to help. Come on. Thank you.
Quite welcome, sir. I hope the old files were useful to you.
Very, thank you. Quite an interesting patch of local colour.
By the way, sir, today's local paper has just arrived, and I notice that we've been the scene of a big robbery.
Is that so? When?
Last night. Here's the paragraph. It says, Mr. Lionel Moffat at Kerrin Abbey was the victim of thieves who broke into the Abbey house and managed to steal a diamond necklace and bracelet which has been a family heirloom for generations.
Good heavens. Does it give any further particulars?
Yes, it goes on to describe the necklace as consisting of 40 large and matched diamonds. The bracelet, 12 ditto, as it were. Must be worth a fortune. Dear, oh dear. It's many years since we had anything like that happen. I remember, as a young man, we had quite a series of robberies hereabouts. Must be 30 years or more.
Mr. Hope, this is not an epidemic.
Quite so. Well, goodbye, sir. Any time you want anything, just pop in.
Thank you, I will. Come on, Barbara, we'll drive back. Hold it till we get in the car.
And your numerology.
All right.
If you ask me, you and your caravan are sitting on the proceeds of a jewel robbery about 24 hours old, not 30 years. So now what?
Back to the caravan and empty them out. My hat, a stranger in the neighborhood with a caravan, I'll be the central point of suspicion and investigation. Come on, this isn't so good.
Mind you, I do believe you've got something in your 30 years theory, but I can't see how this latest job ties up.
Well, I do a little. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've had 2 visits from the crippled Martha. Twice I've received a gift of diamonds. I wonder if she has something to do with it.
How could she?
I've no idea, but I'm suspicious. Now, to get rid of the darn things of the trouble, there's something in these parts which smells to high heaven. The twins are fishy, the diamonds are fishy. If the police haven't already searched the caravan, I'll be the luckiest man alive.
Well, no one around. Your police friends, if they've been, have departed.
Good, but we won't take too much for granted. Cast your eye around while I park the car.
Right.
Somehow I think I'll pay a call on the Tower House later. There's some connection, I'm sure, and I'm going to find it.
Rawley, quickly!
Right! Now, what's the panic?
They're not here.
What?
The jewels.
Are you certain?
Almost. The necklace is not in that drawer. I looked. Then I looked for the bracelet in the coffee tin. It's not there.
Then we've had a visit from the police after all.
Or someone else.
Someone else?
If it had been the police, they'd have left a man on guard.
Of course. Well, that's a relief. So we can assume it is someone else.
But who?
That I'm going to find out tonight. You see, I think the whole of these curious happenings are centered in Tower House and on those comic old twins. Later, when it's really dusk, I'm going to explore.
My heaven, what's that?
That, if I'm not much mistaken, is one Mark Cutler, handyman at Tower House.
So, ye be there, mister?
Yes, I be there, and what's the idea of the shooting?
Allus puts one a star or a head, just to signal as I'm bearing down on you, so to speak.
Well, don't go putting shots astern or ahead of me, I don't like it.
You're on our land, see, so you got to like it.
All right. Why, if one may ask, are you bearing down on me?
Got a signal. Stand by to receive.
All right, I'm standing by. Who's the signal from?
From Miss Carol Enderby. She says, you're trespassing. Get off the Enderby paddock with that craft of yourn at once. It'll be better for you.
So Miss Carol Enderby orders me off?
That's so. Up anchor and set sail.
And what does Miss Martha say?
Don't take no orders at all from Miss Martha.
Well, I'm sorry I'm trespassing. Sailing in protected waters, as it were. Please convey my regrets to Miss Carol and say that I'll set sail first thing in the morning.
Aye, aye, sir.
And look here, no more of that pop gun of yours or I'll bust it over your head. Now off you go and give my message to Miss Carol. I'll get away in the morning.
Aye, aye. I'll tell her.
That's a strange character.
Yes, he is. And mighty dangerous. An enthusiast devoted to Carol. Obviously hates the other sister Martha. He's a sort of warden on the estate and wanders around with that gun, firing it whenever the fit takes him. He's the one we have to look out for tonight.
But what has this got to do with the jewel theft?
Nothing that I can see yet, but one thing at a time. Let's sort out the twins first, then the jewels. There's a connection somewhere.
Well, we can safely assume the police haven't removed the jewels from the caravan.
That much is certain. And now to return to the twins. Now, get this clear. Martha is the one in the wheelchair.
Yes, I've seen her.
Carol is the other. You haven't seen her, but I have. Now, tonight, I'm going to have a good look over the Tower House. You'll watch the front door. There's a ramp down the steps over which Martha runs her gadget. I'll be exploring the back. You'll hide in the shrubbery immediately opposite the front door. If Martha leaves, you come round the back and let me know.
Right.
We leave here in 15 minutes. Wear your black slacks, black jumper and mask.
Rowley?
Yes. Anything to report?
Yes. Martha, with chair, left a few minutes ago. I followed her down to the main gate.
She didn't see you?
I'm certain she didn't. She turned left, then I came back and reported.
Left, you said?
Yes. Down the road on the estate boundary.
You didn't see her turn in anywhere?
No.
Good. Well, that means we've only Carol to contend with. I've already opened the back door, so come on. I'm hoping Carol's out, too.
We're placing ourselves very much in the wrong if she isn't out.
We're placing ourselves in the wrong in or out.
No one about so far. Not a soul in the house. They must both be out.
Hurl over, my beauties, and come alongside.
Oh, my heaven.
Just our mad sailorman again. Hello, Cutler.
Stand and declare yourself.
Cutler, I've warned you not to be so free with that gun.
Hold off, I tell you. This is my watch. The next shot goes amidships, eh? Heaven save us. Be ye man or ghost. The shot went clean through you.
Now, there's a good fellow. Give me that gun. So, now we are the boarding party, so haul down your flags.
Must you hit him like that, Rowley?
I must. And darn sorry I am to do it.
He was only doing his duty.
Yes, I know. I'll try to make it up to him sometime later. But for the moment, he's a danger and a nuisance. That gun sounds a mile off.
How was it we weren't hit?
Blanks, my dear. All noise and no danger. All the same, the sound of the shot may complicate matters. It may bring visitors, so we must hurry. I want to get an eyeful of this place before I go.
What are you looking for?
Frankly, I don't know. Front room first. This is Martha's room. Yes, this is where the doctor and I put her on the settee. Isn't it funny how quickly she recovered from that gassing?
This must be hers. Look at the wheel marks on the carpet. Place smells of petrol, too.
She drives a petrol-operated chair, remember. For heaven's sake, there's tins of it in every cupboard.
What a stupid place to store it.
The insurance people would take a very dim view of it, I'm certain. Go on, Barbara. Get a move on with the search. I have a feeling in my ulcer we haven't much time.
Wally, look. A diary. A cupboard full of them. Going back for years past. I don't think I want to look at them.
Then don't, but I will.
No, please.
Listen, my girl, we can't afford to be squeamish. Tell you what, heave two or three out of the window. I'll look them over later.
I hate this.
Now, wait. When was the last written?
Oh, let's see. 23rd of November. Good heavens, this very latest one is nearly 30 years old.
30 years, 30 years.
30 years. Rowley, what does it mean?
Hey, wait on. Has that diary got a name in the front?
Yes, Martha Enderby.
Look, look, for heaven's sake, Barbara, is there a later diary than that?
Let me see. What's this going to happen? No, definitely not.
So Martha Enderby didn't write another diary in the ensuing 30 years. Strange. All right, Barbara, on with the search.
This old upright chest. Oh, I do wish I knew what we were looking for. Rowley, I've got an awful feeling. Please, let's go.
Oh, sorry, my dear. We may be uncovering some ghosts of the past. But I'm thinking of that diamond necklace and bracelet of the present.
This can't have any bearing on them.
No. Then what of this old ottoman I've just opened?
Rowley. Rowley.
Diamonds, rubies, emeralds. A king's ransom, my dear.
She must be terribly wealthy.
Wealthy? These, my girl, are the spoils of those 30-year-old robberies we've heard about.
It means...
That Martha, young society girl in those days, was a very accomplished thief.
Oh, I can't believe it.
All right, to continue. Let's have a go at the upright chest. By Jove, it's a good lock, too.
I've had enough. Rowley, let's go. There's a lot here I don't understand and more I don't like.
This lock hasn't been opened for... 30 years.
Oh, how I hate the sound of those words.
Let's fix it. Oh, my heaven.
Oh.
A skeleton.
And so, with this gruesome find, Roland Fletcher feels he's confronted with a solution to the mystery. A solution of which you'll hear in the next episode of The Grey Goose.